Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Sammy Walsh has been good enough to join us from down. I suspect that it might be a bit more subdued than what it was on the ground. Sammy, it's Kingy in the K-Rock Hub along with Benny Cass, Domsey Lonigan and Pete Ryan from The Age. Congratulations. Can you scarcely believe what you just saw from Jack Nunes?
G'day, guys. Oh, yeah. As you can imagine, it was just amazing on the ground. Like, when he was going back, like, I know Nunes is a very good kick, but that's one of the toughest set shots in footy, and for him to go back with that confidence and put it through, like, actually couldn't really believe it. So it's an unreal win for us and just what we needed.
Robbie Gray, from a very similar spot at the Gabba, sunk you. Did that go through your mind going, maybe the football gods owed you one?
To be honest, that definitely wasn't going through my mind. I was just saying, geez, I hope he kicks it. Looking back now, though, we have been caught in a few close games this year. So for us to put ourselves in that position to have a set shot at the end of the game to win was good, and there's obviously still things that we've got to work on. I think going inside 50 that last 5 minutes, we probably butchered a few, including myself. So there'll be good reviews, but just glad Newsy could pull through for us.
Where were you at the time, and did you realise off the boot that it was going through?
Yeah, I was at the top of the goal square, and the crowd was loud as anything, and as soon as he kicked it, it sort of went silent as he thudded it off the boot, and then we just went crazy and the crowd went pretty silent. So it was, unreal win, and hopefully we can continue on with that form.
Sam, Pete Ryan here, well done. David Teague said after the game that you guys have really bonded in the hub and you're a really tight-knit group. What do you reckon a win like that can do for your season?
Oh, it's huge. I think, as you mentioned before, we're in a hub and spent a lot of time together, and we've actually loved it. We've seen it as an opportunity to get better as a team and have a fair bit of fun, and it's easy to have fun when you're winning. And even last week it went against West Coast, we played a tough brand of footy, but just a few things let us down, so we've got to keep on refining and getting better as a team. But a win like that can really help us going into the next six games for the final bit of the year.
And are you setting your sights on finals? I mean, Patrick Cripps spoke to Channel 7 and said, you know, it can give you a kick along to really shoot for the finals. Do you think it's a realistic target?
Yeah, we'd be silly if we didn't think we could make finals, and that's what we're pushing for. We know we've got to play some really good footy over the next 6 weeks, but we believe we can do it, and I think we're in a really good spot as a group. So we just got to keep on working hard together, and I think that'll play itself out.
For Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with star young blue Sam Walsh, here's Tom Lonigan.
Sammy, congratulations, mate. Fantastic win, and personally well done to you tonight. Mate, I just wanted to ask, can you talk to us and the listeners about your time in the hub? I know you guys went up to Queensland first and then across to WA, and you've been in quarantine over there for 2 weeks, so you guys have done it really tough. How have you guys managed? David Teague did mention after the game that it has been quite tough on some of the players, especially those with families. How are you guys managing over there with that in mind?
Yeah, thanks for that, Tom. It's been an interesting experience, as you can imagine, in the hub. And as I touched on before, I feel like we've all embraced it really well, and it's going to have its ups and downs. But we have had to isolate for 28 days in total, with 14 in Gold Coast, 14 over in Perth. So as you can imagine, we're spending a lot of time together and having a fair bit of fun, but also learning a lot about each other and about the way we want to play. So I think the coaches and staff have managed it really well. And to be honest, the AFL have been great with all accommodation, which has made it super easy. So I've been loving it personally. It feels like you can always get better and you've got coaches around you. So I think it's really good for our young guys as well to mix with the older boys a bit more.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. And just on your personal game, mate, what with the year you had last year with winning the Rising Star, what's some of the things or some of the work you've been doing to improve your game and take to another level this year?
Yeah, for me, I've been trying to off the back of last year, keep on working on my strengths and my running, and along with that, I want to keep on putting on strength and trying to get more and more explosive. So little things like doing extra upper body sessions that I think have been helping me in terms of my tackling and strength. So I just got to keep on working on those little things, but focus on my strengths as well. And I think that's been holding me in good stead the past sort of 6 or 7 weeks, playing to my strengths.
Sam, we saw Jack Nguyen's reaction, but I was interested. Your old man Wayne has the navy blue running through his veins. What do you reckon he would have been doing as the ball sailed through?
Yeah, Big Wayne, I would have been pumped, as the whole family would. And I think that's a great thing at the moment. Like, we're getting so much joy out of playing footy, and I know all the Victorians are probably doing it tough at the moment, but it's really good for them to have footy on down home. And I know my family and a lot of friends are following it closely, and it's something they've to look forward to on weekends. So, yeah, I definitely think Wade would have been jumping out of his seat.
Absolutely. And just you've been playing on the wing. When do you think you'll kind of graduate, in a sense, to playing more time in the centre square and through that midfield?
Yeah, it's one of those things at the moment with just our team dynamic. It's been my role to play out on the wing, and over the past couple of weeks I've had quick spurts on ball, but I think it'll be a gradual transition. Also depends on the type of game. So, as I mentioned before, I've just got to keep working on my strength around the contest, and I think gradually over time that's where I want to play my best footy, and I hopefully can reach that level soon enough, but I've just got to probably buy my time a bit and just keep working hard out on the wing.
Sammy, a draft year for your brother Henry. Not much footy played this year, but I understand he might have snuck down to Cobden and got a game in for the Bombers.
Yeah, Vic Henry was loving it down in Cobden. He played one game down there, which was a bit of a tease for him because it's all come to a halt, as you know. But yeah, I really feel for everyone in their year 12 year, particularly the boys in their draft year. I can't imagine what that'd be like, but I suppose they're getting through it, and they'll all get their opportunity. So Henry's just been trying to work hard, and he got his license the other day, which he was pretty pumped about. So at least he's got something to look forward to. But yeah, thoughts goes out to all those boys that can't play footy this year.
He's doing his apprenticeship, isn't he? He's picked up some work as a chippy.
Yeah, he's actually working out on a farm. So he's doing an apprenticeship as a farmer and a bit of work in agricultural work. So that's keeping him busy, and he's been putting in a bit of work at the gym that we've got set up now. So putting a bit of muscle on the big man, and whatever happens, happens. He's had a few interviews with some clubs over the past couple of weeks via Zoom. So that's been a good experience for him. And yeah, hopefully all goes well.
Sam, Jack Nguyen's, can you tell us what he'll be like tonight? Will he be sort of strutting around the hotel, or will he just take it quietly?
Everyone loves Nguyen's, and he's just a great guy to everyone. So I think he'll be pretty humble about it, but he'll have a quiet smirk on his face for most of the night, I reckon.
Sammy, we really appreciate your time. We know you head back to the Gold Coast in the next 24 hours and acclimatise with the weather up there, which has been absolutely sensational, probably a bit better than what you've copped in Perth in a couple of the games that you've played, and then off to Darwin, which you'll be able to reacquaint with some people because you spent some time in Darwin as a kid.
Yeah, I actually spent 3 years up in Darwin, so to be honest, I'd never thought I'd play an AFL game up there, and I'm stoked that we get to go up and play the Gold Coast in a Friday night game. And I played a lot of junior footy on TIO Stadium, which I was fortunate enough to do, and got a lot of people that helped me with my footy up there, and have very fond memories of Darwin, so I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Well, Sammy, we're enjoying your journey. I know you've only now played what just ticked over 33 games of footy, but we've watched, loved your progress. We loved following you, obviously, through your junior years at St. Joey's and the Falcons, and now doing it on the big stage. Well done on the win. We look forward to seeing you in action Friday night. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, heaps, guys. All the best back there. Cheers.
Sammy Walsh joining us. Thanks to our good friends at Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. They're on the Port Arlington Road at Moolap. That's where you can check them out. And they've got all the big names in boats.
Geelong Marine World, post-match interview.